Good morning. Am I early? Can I come in? So, how are things going? Is the pain any better? Hamstrings can be so difficult. You think you're making improvement, then suddenly you feel that unwelcome twinge again, and you realize there's still weeks of recovery ahead. So let's see how things are today. Why don't you climb on my treatment table? And close your eyes while I change into my massage clothes. A girl needs a little privacy. Yeah, that's it. Lie on your chest. You know the drill by now. Okay, you can open them now. Oh, you noticed. Yes, I decided to wear my special massage robe today. The one I never wear until I feel the client and I have built up some trust. Some mutual respect. I mean, I'm a professionally trained physical therapist and masseuse. Yet, so many men think that because I put my hands on their bodies that they have the right to put their hands on me. No way. Try anything like that with me, and there will be no more in-home appointments scheduled. But with you? Well, I feel comfortable. Acknowledged as a professional. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Why are my legs bare today? Oh, I don't know. I just felt like it. Today feels like a day for freedom, for experimentation, and maybe for a little mischief, for bending the rules a little. Is that okay with you? Can I be a little playful today? That's a big smile on your face. Get your mind out of the gutter. Or I might have to join you there. You know, a really good masseuse views her client's body as new terrain to be explored. Because each person is unique. Even when people share the same broad body types, there are differences. Each person has their own special curves. Their unique indentations, the special ridges, peaks, valleys that they love to have touched. And it's always fun for me to discover them. Like the valley at the top of your thighs. I notice that when I move my hands up your legs that, well, you seem to get quite disturbed. I hope that it's not too unpleasant for you. No, it's quite the opposite. Lovely. I must be doing something right. So, do you like my new robe? It's kind of kimono-like, shorter than I'm used to. As I say, I would never wear this with a client I didn't trust and like. Here, let me give you a twirl. How does it look from behind? It feels like it doesn't quite cover my butt. Do you like that? Seeing my cheeks peering, well, cheekily out? You do? Good, that makes me happy. I hope my lacy white panties aren't too much of a distraction. You like them? Great. Just to be a little naughty today, I decided they would be crotchless. I hope that's okay with you. I'll take that gasp of yours as a yes. And what about my heels? I don't usually wear heels with a robe. Well, because they lift me up, so that when I'm wearing heels, well, my personal parts, they're just about level with the client's head, you know, when he's lying on the table. And just to let you into a little secret, when I'm giving a massage, well, sometimes I have naughty, delicious, impure thoughts. And those thoughts, well, they make me a little wet. So that my pussy, is it okay if I use that word, pussy? Well, it gives off a certain scent. And when a client's head is positioned right in front of it, well, it can be a little distracting. But with you, my favorite client, I don't mind if you smell me. In fact, it would please me very much if you told me that you liked my pussy scent just leaking out of me. That would make me very happy. I want you to know that over the 3 months I've been coming here to treat you, I've really come to look forward to our appointments. There are some clients who sometimes become a little more than just another appointment. We become friends, and sometimes an attraction develops. And lately, I've had these little fantasies about the two of us. Yes, are you surprised? I've been thinking about you and me. Specifically about how the two of us interact with each other in these sessions. About what would happen if, well, let's say these appointments, evolved and became something quite different from how they started. Not therapist and client, but friends of an erotic nature. So today, I decided to turn treatment into a treat. That is, if you're okay with it. You are? I thought you might be. It's very clear to me which parts of your body you like me to touch, and how you like me to touch them. And that's why I'm wearing this special silky robe, because it makes me feel sexy. I love to feel the fabric caress my body, glide over my breasts, brush against my butt cheeks. I love that moment when, during a massage, it suddenly falls open. It comes apart as it slips off my shoulders, and my breasts spill out, my hair tumbles down. Yes, sometimes that happens. It's such a happy, erotic accident. Of course, with you, I know that you wouldn't want anything like that to happen. You wouldn't want my robe to come undone, to slip open, would you? Oops, how did that happen? It seems that the tie around my robe has come loose. What should we do? Shall we just leave it open? Would you like that? Do you smell me? Yeah? Is that nice for you? Go on. You can tell me what it does to you. How it drives you crazy. Tell me how, when you inhale the scent of my juice-soaked cunt, when you smell my desire burning off me, tell me how your cock can't keep still. Oh, sir, listen to you moan. I've never heard you make a sound anything like that before. I'd like to suggest a change in our appointment procedure today. Would you take your clothes off? I'll turn away while you get naked. Here's a towel. Why don't you put that over your genitals? After all, we don't want anything improper to take place, do we? Now, lie out on the table, this time on your back. I want to be able to work on your chest and see your face as I give you my treat. Okay? Let's get started. Do you like how I massage your legs? Deep strokes, back and forth, up and down. Now, let me move to the side of the table, so I'm standing right by your head. I'm just going to massage your shoulders. Does that feel good? You are very tense today. How about I go down your arms and across your chest? I thought some special massage oil might help today. Is that okay? I don't think I've oiled you up before, have I? I'm sure I would remember. I only use oil with very special clients. Oh, look. When I bend over to run my hands down your chest, my breasts hang right over your face. Is that all right with you? I don't want to block your vision. You have a question? Sure, ask it. Is any touching of me allowed today? Let me think. Would you like to put your hands on me? Use your fingers on me? Kiss me? Lick me? Enter certain forbidden areas? I would love that. But only if I can touch you in the same way. Deal? Good. Deal? Good. You know, I think I'd like to join you with some oil. Would you mind putting some on me? On my breasts? I think that would feel really nice. Here's the bottle. Yes. Oh, that does feel lovely. Since my nipples are so close to your face, would you like to kiss them? Lick them? Run your tongue over my slippery, tender breasts? You are really good at this. Can I reach down your body and remove the towel? I think we're a little past the decorum stage now, don't you? Here, let's just take that off. Well now, that is quite impressive. Your penis is perfectly shaped. No weird curve, a lovely head, and very erect. It's not massive, just a nice size. My pussy is so tight that too big a cock can be a little painful. But I have to say, yours looks like it would fit perfectly. We must make sure to come back and give him some attention. But now, turn over onto your stomach so I can rub oil all down your back. Oh, that's a surprise. It seems that with these heels on, my pussy is right in front of your face. Would you like to introduce yourself? To say hello? Ow. Don't be silly. Give her a kiss. Oh, that's nice. I think she likes you. Why don't you get a little closer? Introduce yourself properly, intimately. How is my scent today? Gorgeous? Why, thank you, kind sir. Please use your fingers. I'd love that. They're already so oily. They'll feel wonderful gliding over me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Pull me open slowly. Oh, my God. Oh, you do that really well. It's one of my favorite parts of lovemaking. That moment when a man first opens me up. It makes me feel so vulnerable. On display. Oh, fuck. Daddy. Can I call you Daddy? I'm just so open for you. Treat me nicely, Daddy. Kiss me there. Probe me. I want your fingers and your tongue to explore me. Oh, lick me. Caress every soft, wet part of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, you're gonna make me come. I don't wanna come yet. No. No, no, not yet. Oh, God. No. Oh, no. No. No, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Don't make me come, Daddy. Oh, you're licking my clit and pulling me open. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I can't help it. Come here. I can't stop myself. I gotta... Supposed to be a treat for you, not me. Oh, that was lovely. You made me come really hard. Oh, can I take care of you now? Will you let me touch your penis? Or will that cross a boundary for you? I don't want to do anything that will make you feel uncomfortable. You'd like it if I touch you? In any way that pleases? Oh, wow. You are really rigid. Oh, look at that. Sticking straight up. In the air, quivering, twitching, desperate for release. I think I can probably help with that. Let's start with those balls. Ooh. Oh, they are stretched tight. There must be so much of your seed in there. Let me lick and kiss them. Wow. You like that, don't you? I'd say you are really ready. Would you like to come in my mouth? Would that be a nice treat for you? It always feels very intimate to me when a man comes in my mouth. And I'm feeling very close to you this morning. So, Daddy, would you like to fill my mouth? Can I swallow all of that lovely seed you've made? Come on, I need to suck all of that cum out of your balls, off your shaft. And into my warm, wet, giving mouth. Oh, God. Come on, babe. Your dick is really throbbing. Please come in my mouth. Wow, that's a big load. Has it been a while? Poor Daddy. If I'd known you had so much cum inside you, I'd have helped you weeks ago. Well, I think that was a very satisfactory session, sir. Shall we say this time next week? How about I schedule for an hour for next time? Half an hour for hamstring treatment, and half an hour for, let's say, diversions. And I'll bring my special robe. Sounds good. See you then. Bye.